Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial. Eric is here today to give you some really good ideas about retirement. Like, for example, what are we supposed to do with these low interest rates that are sure to be here a while? I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. If you're like me, you have a lot of questions about retirement. Now, we want you to remember Eric's phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. You'll be hearing about the Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. This is something that Eric has designed to help you with some of the very concerns you have about retirement. You can get this Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. We'll tell you how today. Also, if there's something else you'd like to specifically address, please reach out to us at 800-454-1184, or you can contact us anytime online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Hello, Eric. We have a lot to talk about today.
Yes, definitely. What to do now with rates sticking so low and staying so low and, you know, just everything else that's going on. It's kind of a little bit of a crazy time, but, you know, that's 2020 for you, right?
Exactly. So, Eric, concerns about unemployment appear to be behind the Federal Reserve's modified tolerance to inflation. This is Jerome Powell.
When employment is below its maximum level, as is so clearly the case now, we will actively seek to minimize that shortfall by using our tools to support economic growth and job creation.
So that was Jerome Powell. He's chair of the Federal Reserve, explaining that the economy achieving maximum employment is actually the goal. And based on what's come out of the Federal Reserve lately, these low interest rates are probably going to be here to stay for a number of years. If we're thinking that the rates may start coming back, then should we be making adjustments to our plan, Eric?
Well, there's some areas that you just can't really make much money in. And I mean, part of the other flip side of that announcements was the fact that they're going to let inflation ride because they don't have much tools, you know, when the rates are at zero. I mean, they printed $3 trillion, invented $3 trillion out of magic this year. You know, then also with rates at zero, they're saying now, okay, we'll let inflation go up to maybe 4% before we start really worried. And it's been at 2% for decades now, pretty much has been their target. So that's something to be worried about, because if you're making less money on interest and then inflation goes up, meaning things get more expensive, that's kind of like doubly bad, right? You know, you're making less and things cost more. Yeah, you got to do some more planning than you used to have to do. And so one of the things is, you know, looking at, you know, how can you, I always talk about three types of money, having the market money, your foundational money, stuff that can't go away, and then steady income money. And obviously the low rates really affect foundational guaranteed type monies. And even on the market side, if, you know, whatever you have in bonds, I mean, a lot of people have that kind of traditional 60-40 split, meaning 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds. Or if you're in one of those target date funds, those funds that have a year on them, like, you know, 2040, 2050, whatever. If you're in one of those, you have some portion of those always, by definition, in bonds. And if rates stay down low and keep staying down low, those rates and those bonds are going to be, you know, maybe 1% if you're lucky, or 2%. That's not going to be a way to get to retirement, but you also don't want to take a ton more risk. So, you know, are there options? I mean, yeah, there are. I mean, there's accounts right now that pay over for five years, pay over 3%. And, you know, so there are options out there. I mean, they're not super exciting, right? 3% doesn't sound, you know, earth shattering or anything, but compared to 1%, technically that's 300% higher, right? But, you know, really only 2% more, but, you know, every little bit's going to help right now. And, you know, if you've got money sitting on the sidelines or not doing much, this is more critical than ever. I mean, I have one of those nice online savings accounts, and every other month they've dropped their rates. I mean, the rate now is almost one quarter of what the rate was in December.
Oh, really?
You know, and this is one of the, you know, they still advertise how they're one of the highest rates in the nation. It's like, yeah, well, it sucks. So, but they're, you know, it's sad that they are still the highest. But yeah, again, this is not a time to be rewarded for having money safely in the bank or other places. So you got to start looking around. You can't just let that money sit and waste it away.
Well, Eric, let's talk about your Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. This is something that you're offering to our listeners today that can help them in planning retirement and taking inflation into consideration.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're especially 5 or 10 years away from retirement, you need to be doing this. You need, especially now. I mean, things are so critical. You got to be paying attention. You can't just wait till I'm about to retire and figure it out. which is kind of how I approach a lot of things, unfortunately, right? And just figure it out along the way.
Yeah.
But this is not one of those cases you can do that. You got to plan this one out ahead for sure. And so one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually help people look at what path they're on. So, I mean, I like, riding my bike, as you know. I've been riding a lot of places, and I just recently rode up in Alaska. And, the hard part is every single one of these rides when I've been doing my 50 miles in 50 states was I would plan the route the night before, and almost never would I turn on satellite view or anything else. So a lot of parks turn out to be places for people who are dead, and stuff. So, so sometimes you get some weird spots and, you get some awkward things. And when I was up in Anchorage, I was trying to stay on paved trails. It had been raining before that we got there. And, one part of the trail was right by the airport, and the airport's pretty hard to get around. But that one was just a tiny little dirt trail that was full of mud, and I was like, I don't think so, right? So it wasn't exactly the path I thought I was on. And what we find is a lot of people don't know what path they're on at all for retirement. And so first and foremost, you got to have an income plan. So that's one of the first things we do is we look at the income plan you have. You have one. You may not know it, right? So kind of like me on my bike rides, a lot of times I've got a plan, but may not necessarily know where I'm riding. And so, once we build that income plan, we can see, will your money last, or what issues are there? When can you retire? How much can you retire on? And then where should those investments be? And then what are the tax consequences? I mean, this year there are so many critical things to do tax-wise. We're going to be swamped in December just with all this year-end tax planning. So this year, more than ever, there's a lot of threats of taxes going up. And so you got to get those taxes while they're on sale here. And then look at the healthcare and legacy. So, once we have that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, you know where you're at and you know which way you're going. And then we can say, hey, here's some issues. Like I would have liked to know that was a dirt track full of mud before I got there, because then I had to ride all the way around the airport. So those little things can be a big thing. If you don't know ahead of time. So yeah, if somebody wants to take advantage of that, normally we charge anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 for the service. But what we've been doing for radio listeners is just doing the plan for no cost. We'll get the plan. We'll show you what course you're on. We'll have one meeting where we just talk about what you're worried about. The second one, we'll review your current plan. Go over that worry less wealth talk. We can just do a 15 to 20 minute call on the phone real fast, and then see if that works for you. And then we can see if we want to proceed to that second step of building that plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth. So feel free to give us a call, and we can set up a time, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is here to offer you some help with your retirement strategy. Now, if the thought of outliving your savings keeps you up at night, do not worry, you're not alone, all right? That fear of outliving retirement savings is the number one fear of most retirees. So today we're going to discuss how we can help address some of the biggest money concerns in retirement. Eric, what would you say are the biggest concerns that your clients have about retirement?
Well, obviously, the what you just said there, the outliving your money is always a big, huge one. Yeah, always going to be a nervous thing. And just the fact of not having a paycheck. Mm-hmm. The funniest one I probably ever heard was one of my clients kind of compared it to Wile E. Coyote when he runs off that cliff and he's running in the air before he falls. And, you know, somehow he always stays upright and doesn't fall for a while and then finally falls. That's what it kind of felt like when he first retired because of, where's the money going to come? Where, there's no set check and all that stuff. And, the other thing, of course, is, healthcare and taxes. Healthcare is going up. Taxes will be going up. Those are both things we don't want to have to go up. You want your portfolio to go up, right? Interest rates to go up. Those things don't always necessarily work out as much as taxes and healthcare going up, right? So that's one of the other big scares for a lot of people right now is especially with what the government's given away and the growth of the national debt. And if you ever go to usdebtclock.org, you can see the latest debt numbers. And, it's astounding how fast that thing's grown. And so that's one of the things that, how are they going to pay that back, right? I mean, this is stuff that the government keeps putting stuff on the credit card and, they're not even making the minimum payment. They're just doing interest only. And so how's that going to play out in the end, right? And, our tax is going to keep going up and they're very likely to. So the more stuff that you can move to tax-friendly, tax-free, the better off you're going to be because then you know how much money is yours. The part that people don't always think about is the fact that, if you've got a house and you got a mortgage, you know how much equity you have. I don't ever hear anybody talking about how much equity they have in their 401ks, their IRAs. They just talk about their balance. Well, that balance ain't yours. there's the U.S. government standing in the way, and odds are your state, especially here in California, is going to take a big chunk. So how is that going to play out? And if those numbers change, it doesn't matter if you earned a whole bunch more money because they're going to take a bigger percentage and that may actually eat up a lot of your earnings. So yeah, those are things that people need to have a plan for, really.
So many of us don't have pensions anymore. That's just kind of a thing right now that's been happening. How do you know? How does someone know if they've saved enough and they're not going to outlive their money?
Well, those are kind of two different things, right? Saved enough and outliving your money. You may have saved enough, you thought, but then you may still outlive your money, right? Because healthcare and other things get, as things improve, we might live longer. And you also might just start spending more. So where you thought you had enough and then all of a sudden you started buying one RV, like my dad did, had one RV that he bought and then his brother, my uncle said, your RV is too small. So he bought another one, which was dumb. And there's things that people do in retirement, where they do it for fun. And then they kind of keep spending. And then all of a sudden, 5-10 years later, they're like, hold it. How much money do I have left? Where they may have had enough, but, things didn't work out right or they spent too much, right? And so one of the ways that you can, you can actually kind of build your own pension. That is probably one of the things that I think most people have to do. I mean, if you look at a lot of these academic studies, especially in financial planning, kind of trade journal type stuff, a lot of stuff that university type people have done, almost all of these say there is no way for you to successfully retire without having some guaranteed lifetime income beyond Social Security. So if you don't have that pension, so Social Security is an annuity, pension's a form of an annuity. If you don't have, if you don't want to only depend on the government and you don't have a pension from some other source, that means you need an annuity. Annuity means a series of payments for the rest of your life. You need one of those for yourself. And more people need those. And so that's one of the big keys. And there's a lot of ins and outs, a lot of tricks, a lot of little things, little gotchas that you have to watch out for, especially if you're wanting variable annuities. Almost never make sense for this type of planning. Really, we're talking about the fixed and typically fixed index type And, you know, there's a lot of great tools out there, but you got to make sure it's the right one for your time frame and for what you want. And does it grow or does it stay flat and stay, you know, there's a lot of different ins and outs. But, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can actually help you figure out how much that income security is. You know, how much money are you going to have? You know, what's going to be that cash flow from all the investments that you have coming in? And is it going to be enough? We can only do with so much with what you got, right? So it's kind of like, you know, you can only have that engine run so fast and at peak performance. So how do we get that up to that level? And what is that number? And is it good enough? If it's not good enough, then you may have to work a little bit longer, right? So or change some analysis or, you know, retire someplace cheaper, right? So there's a lot of things you can do, but knowing that ahead of time is the big critical factor. So, you know, if you want to get that income security analysis to make sure you go, oh man, we know we're actually set. And boy, for my clients that know that, it is amazing how much less stress they are. And that's why we call our process the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, is because we want you to worry less. There's plenty of stuff in the world to worry about. let's try to make your portfolio one less one. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you know, right now we're not charging any fee or any planning costs for doing this initial study. So what we'll do is we'll have a first meeting. We'll just go through that. We can do a quick phone call if you want, you know, or do a little bit longer one. We can do it in person or on Zoom. And again, we'll first find out what are you worried, what's your concerns, and then we're going to build that income, investment, tax, a healthcare and legacy plan. And you have one already, you just don't know what it is. So we'll show you what you have. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some issues that you have. Here's some things that you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to take action or not. But you know, once you have that data, once you know that, you're going to be so much more comfortable and so much more knowledgeable. So it's a great thing to do, great thing to take care of yourself. So why don't you give us a call, 800-454-1184. Just leave us a message and we'll give you a call back at 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So Eric, tell us then where Social Security fits into your overall process when you're planning a retirement plan.
Well, obviously it is a big chunk of change. I mean, people kind of sometimes say it's not that much money, but if you often figure out how much you'd have to have in the bank or in some sort of investment portfolio to equal that money, it's probably about $500,000. So yeah, it's definitely important. It's part of that income plan. It's part of that stable, steady income money. But a lot of times that gap is so big, we need to have some other sources of guaranteed lifetime income. So we hunt that down. We create that for people. And that way they don't have to worry and depend on the stock market so much. I mean, if you're worried about the stock market day to day for the rest of your lifetime and how it affects your paycheck, you know, your money to live on, that's not going to be a good lifestyle. That will not be a fun retirement if you're having to see what you can do today, depending on what the market did that morning or that night before, right? So, yeah, you don't want to do that. So you want to have some good foundational income coming in with Social Security and some other guaranteed lifetime money. You want to have some steady income money that's paying some good, you know, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7% dividends on ideally a monthly basis that's not in the market. And then have the money in the market, you know, but most people have it all backward, you know, when you're working. So, you know, you got to fix that balance, and that's really key. And so that's why we have the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth that we can create for people. Again, all you have to do is, if you want to do that, no cost right now. We're waiving the planning fee for radio listeners or podcast listeners. So, you know, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book an appointment right directly there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, things like that. Because wouldn't you like to worry less? And one of the things that's likely to weigh heavily on your mind is your concern about the high cost of healthcare in retirement. It's no wonder, because Fidelity estimates that the average 65-year-old couple can expect to spend $285,000 on healthcare in retirement. That doesn't even include the cost of long-term care. Let's go over again what some of the strategies are that you use to help cover healthcare costs in retirement.
Well, probably the simplest one is just what you said. Knowing about it, right? One of the worst things that happens is surprises, right? A lot of people in retirement like RVs, and when we bought our used RV, one of the first things they bought it was an extended warranty. They come out and inspect your RV to make sure, you know, everything's in working condition, so you don't, you know, screw them over, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, you know, have all a bunch of claims. And literally like 4 days later, our stairs that retract and open and close stopped working. And a couple days after that, our one AC unit went out. So then had to heavily question me about, you know, about what happened. Was this broken before? I'm like, no, you guys had your guy inspected.
Yeah.
It all worked then. It just was luck of the draw. Thankfully, we known enough people with RVs that there's a lot of issues that go along with those, because it's kind of like your house, but bouncing down the street and taking a lot of abuse, right? So that was one of the good things that we're very glad that I bought that now, and it's helping cover a lot of those repair costs. And same thing with healthcare. I mean, if you don't have that in the budget, it can really mess you up. I mean, I have one client who's been very frugal. They kind of just like to hang out. They're not people who travel a ton or anything. And you know, she was saying that since her house paid off and stuff, she figures she could live on $3,000 a month, which seemed pretty amazingly low to me. Mm-hmm. And she had not even counted Medicare premiums.
Oh, dear.
And Medicare supplement, let alone any health cost at all ever. She's like, well, we're healthy, right? Yeah, but things change. And, you know, so, yeah, you have to not only have, because a lot of us have your work paying for your coverage, right? So when you talk about, oh, my pay, you know, my take-home check is, you know, whatever. If you need take-home pay of you know, $7,000 in retirement, but you're paying for your health care before that take-home pay, well, you need to add that back in. And for most people, that's going to be at least $500 a month, if not more. And so for a married couple, yeah, you're talking at least $1,000 a month. And then that's, you know, that's part of the $285,000, but that's also not counting, you know, co-pays and, you know, prescriptions and all those fun things, right? And, you know, dental can be very expensive in retirement also, because usually you don't get much of a dental plan, if any. Those are things that you need to be planning on, because if you don't have those and then all of a sudden you get surprised, well, guess what? That starts really messing up your budget and your planning. Because, you know, I have one client, she wanted to make sure when she was in the casket, her smile was really big, because she had $28,000 in her mouth, as she liked to call it.
Oh, no.
You know, from her dental work.
Yeah.
$28,000 1 year of dental work.
Oh, yikes.
How many people have that in their budget? You know, that might not even be your, that might be more than your travel budget for 2 years, let alone, you know, did you have that at all in there? So those are the things that can really get you. And then, of course, if you have to cash that in out of a portfolio, well, what does that cost you for the next 10, 20 years? Because that money's not going to grow because you spent it. That's a lot of money, gone. So again, yeah, having that as part of your budget and part of the plan, I think that's probably the most critical thing. There's not much you can do about it. We don't know how much it's going to be or, you know, how much it's going to cost, but at least you're have it allocated, and you know, then at least you're not going to be as shocked.
So, Eric, I have kind of a two-part question here. What kinds of health care costs does Medicare cover? And then how can we account for the rest of those expenses?
Yeah, so Medicare is goofy. It covers very specific things like how many pints of blood and how many, you know,
wow. It's
literally everything. Well, I think they still say there's a book. I don't know if there's a real book anymore. It's probably all online. But you know, originally, they would tell you if it's not in this book, it doesn't, you know, get covered. Medicare covers the baseline stuff, right? So everybody gets, you know, Part A, which is free, and that's kind of just your hospital stuff. And then Part B is kind of more, you know, more procedure and doctor stuff. And then pretty much everybody has to buy some sort of supplement. Could either be one where, you know, you're getting one of these Advantage plans where it's an HMO and you have to go to their doctors and their list, or one you're paying for. And so that helps you cover a lot of stuff. But again, there's still co-payments, there's still deductibles, or, you know, it's just basically getting back to where you were today, kind of when you're working. And that's all the regular stuff. It does not cover anything in terms of stuff that's not medical, that's chronic. So if you're getting better, if it's something you're improving from, they'll still help pay for that. If it's something you're not getting better from, then they'll stop paying for that. So that's when long-term care kind of kicks in. So there's a thing called tabling off. So if you're not improving by so many days, they'll at some point say, you've tabled off, you're off the Medicare, now it's on to you to pay for it. So a lot of places nowadays, especially hospitals, don't want you in there. It's super, super expensive. So they'll kick you out to a long-term care facility or nursing home or rehab facility. And if you're not getting better, then they'll stop paying for it. But you're still there. You're still, you know, paying maybe several hundreds, if not almost, not quite $1,000 a day. But most of those places are anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 a month.
Right.
So, yeah, then it's on to you to pay for those costs. So, you know, again, that's one of those things is, you know, how can you solve that problem? Long-term care insurance used to be a good thing, but, oh my gosh, I've had clients have 100% rate increases. You have plans that they bought 10, 15, 20 years ago. And so, yeah, it's really scary of how huge those costs are. And I think the scariest thing is the surviving spouse, the healthy spouse that may live for 20, 30 years after somebody had an illness. And maybe they burn through $300,000 to $500,000 of their assets. Well, they're not going to have quite the same retirement without that money there. So again, there are some great solutions that are more hybrid type ways to go about it to get you that long-term care protection, but not having to buy a long-term care policy. And so, you know, again, that comes in with planning. And so, yeah, if you want to set the time down and say, okay, how can I get this some protection from long-term care without having to buy a long-term care insurance policy that's not guaranteed? I want something that's going to be there for me that I know is going to be there and not going to raise the rates. So there are options out there. Yeah, so that's something we can help you with, and we can do it as part of the plan, or if you just want to find out more about this option, you know, either way. But, you know, just set up a phone call with us and we can kind of go over that there. Again, the phone number is 800-454-1184. And we'll spend 15, 30 minutes, you know, whatever we need to kind of go over your issues and see if going to a second appointment would make sense or not. So again, give us a call, 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, Eric, let's recap the biggest concerns that retirees have. Again, tell us what they are.
Well, definitely running out of money and, you know, how am I going to get this income? And then is healthcare going to eat up everything and leave me with nothing? You know, what are the choices you have? And, you know, really, you got to have a plan. I mean, it sucks. It's one of those things where, you know, it's like, how do you lose weight and get healthy? Well, you eat better and exercise. Okay, beyond that. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, no, there's no magic pill yet to do it. Everybody's waiting for that one. And dang, that'll be a huge stock whenever that somebody figures that one out. But yeah, in the meantime, no, you got to do it the old fashioned way of, you know, taking time and doing it. So when you're talking about financial planning and money, it's all about having that income plan, written income plan, and then figure out how your investments should be tied to create that income plan. What tax options are you doing? How are you going to lower your taxes for the rest of your life, not just this year? And then healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the five areas we go over for people. Create that plan, show them what path they're on right now, and then say, hey, here's the way you should be changing things. It's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if that's something that you know, that you want to do and take action on, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up next, we're hitting the streets to ask what's on your minds about retirement. So stay with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area, where you are getting straightforward advice today on planning for a secure and a comfortable retirement. So, Eric, I know that everybody has questions about either retirement or, you know, maybe what's the latest stock tip when they find out what you do. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it's kind of annoying sometimes. Sometimes great, but sometimes it's like, yeah, the stock tips and all that stuff. It's like, no, get a plan.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You got to have the plan. That's the main thing. So we wanted to find out what some of the retirement questions are. So we're going to hear these questions, okay, from some people, and then you're going to answer the questions, Eric, okay?
Yep.
I'm thinking about taking money out of my IRA to pay off some debt. I know that's not always the greatest idea. I think we can do okay without a penalty because Congress has passed some new laws after the pandemic. But how can we make sure we don't make a bad situation even worse?
It's actually a great question. And there is a huge, huge benefit this year. And so there's a COVID-related distribution and CRDs. And the hard part is if it's from your employer has to have adopted the ability for you to take these out. So again, this is all this goofiness of rushing laws without knowing how to implement them. And so one of the tough things is you may be able to do this, but your company may not allow you to do this, which would really suck, right, if you need the money. So hopefully your company's taken action and said, yes, it's okay. But normally, like for, say, a 401k, you can borrow out is $50,000 and up to 50% of your plan. Well, now they've allowed you to go up to $100,000. But the more cool part and the crazy part is they've actually allowed you to take out $100,000 and spread the tax hit over the next 3 years. Why is this so important? Well, we know with the Trump tax laws, they go away in 2026, regardless of the election outcome. Mm-hmm. We know that's going to happen, right?
Right.
And so, and if the election changes and we get a new president, then, you know, those changes might be even more rapid. And we all know taxes will more than likely go up. Anytime any politician says they're going to go down, it's kind of like BS, right? You know, if you can spread that tax hit and pay those taxes sooner at today's lower rates that we have, well, that's going to be a great boom. Now, you do have to be materially affected. And that's one of those things where you got to look that up online and or talk to your tax person just to verify. But basically it means somebody in your family or you have to have at least, you know, had your hours cut, not have as much pay, actually been ill, you know, those types of things. So there's a lot of stuff, but a lot of people can be classified as that materially affected. They did fix it and made it a lot more general than it originally was. And for a lot of my clients, this is actually not a thing to pay off debt, but it's actually a great wealth strategy. Like when Roth IRAs first came out, they had this deal where you could convert it and pay the tax over 4 years. It was a wonderful thing. this one's almost the same thing, where you could withdraw your money out of a retirement plan, $100,000, and you could re-put that money into something that's going to put off tax-free income for the rest of your life. You know, if you have it designed right. And that's what we're doing with a lot of our clients, is doing this specialty 100K plan that we're doing with people, is 100K to tax-free. And if you get that 100K to tax-free plan, I mean, that is a great way to build up some money and get some money that, you know, you didn't realize is building up under the tax man's, you know, grasp, right? And let that free up and let that be working for you more. So it could be something that if you're paying off some high debts, sometimes it can make sense, you know, but you also have to make sure you don't charge up those debts. But as a wealth strategy, I think it makes a great sense to do.
All right, here is another question from a retiree on the street that Eric will answer.
I've been working for the same company now for about 40 years, and I'm hoping to retire in the next year or two. My original plan was to wait until I retire, take my 401k and do something with it then. But I'm wondering, should I be doing something with it now?
Yeah, well, lots of times it makes sense to take action, especially before you retire. I actually had a client working for Lockheed here in the Valley, and you know, they retire with some nice pensions. But we did this in early 2019, which was good before the 2020 crash and all this other crazy stuff. But before he retired, a year before he retired, we took some of that money out, added it to something that's guaranteed where it can't be lost. It can't go down in the market. So that way he's got some options of where does he have to take his required minimum distributions from that isn't market related. So that way, if it's a bad year, he can grab the money from there. In a good year, he can take it from the market side. Plus, he had some money that was in an after-tax 401k. And a lot of people, especially at older companies, had these after-tax 401ks. Well, the big thing that sucks about those is if you didn't take action early enough, you gave away a lot of tax-free growth. And so what the rules say is, say you put in $10,000 to this after-tax and it's worth 25 now. Well, you can move that $10,000 to a Roth IRA and it'll grow tax-free for the rest of your life. The 15 of the gain has to go into a traditional IRA. So we were able to move that money sooner and let that growth now be on the tax-free side of the world. So again, a great way to go. You know, something that you only do with often somebody who knows what they're doing and who does this all day long and having a plan, right? So he did not know about all this stuff. He did not know about some special tax benefits that he had with his stock where we saved him probably about $100,000 on taxes. So again, there's a lot of things that you need to be looking at. So if you're a couple of years away from retirement, this is the time to take action. And you know, if you want to have that worry less wealth plan created for you, that blueprint to worry less wealth, right now we're not charging a fee for it. So if you want to give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, Eric, here's another question for you.
I'm 67 years old. I just retired and I'm feeling good. I've got money in my 401k, money in some other investment accounts. I think I'm covered, but what should I be thinking about?
Yeah, well, it's great when people are doing good and everything's going well. But just like, you know, I mean, I was a scout. My boys were all scouts. You want to be prepared.
And that's right.
You know, what about healthcare issues? What about stock market losses? Lots of times when the market's going up and things are all rosy, it looks all great. But if all of a sudden the market crashes or flips around and then you need to get more money out, well, what do you do then, right? Because if that money is locked up and all tied up in the stock market and then you need the money, you're going to lock in those losses. And a lot of times people don't really understand how much that can, you know, really affect things. As you know, once that big hit happens, you know, I had a friend who, he's a financial advisor down in San Diego area. He had somebody come into him and his recommendation was to take a lot of that money and make it safer. This was, you know, in 1999. And of course, everything was going great. So why should he make anything safe, right? And so the guy, you know, just walked out of his office, said, no, you're not the right advisor for me. 3 years later, he comes back to his office and the guy had $1 million and his plan was to take out $50,000 a year. He came back in, he had $450,000 left.
Oh no.
He'd taken out $150,000, Only 150, which means he should have at least 850 left, right? But the other 350 or 400, sorry, was gone in the market drop. And that money didn't come back when the market came back. Because what happens? You spend it. You know, when you're working, you got time to have that money come back. When you're retired, that money doesn't come back because you cash those shares in. So, you know, that's where it's what's called the sequence of returns. That's where how the money comes out makes a huge, huge difference in how everything works out for you. So, yeah, I mean, making sure you have a plan, making sure you have those contingencies. Obviously, healthcare is another big issue that, you know, everything may be going good and then all of a sudden something just happens really quickly. And, you know, you never know. There's all those freaky stuff that, you know, you've probably seen with friends, you know, or other people, but, you know, you never know when that can be happening. And, somebody can go from healthy to not healthy very fast. And then of course, how does that affect everything? So yeah, just making sure you have a plan, making sure it's all tested and, you know, just kind of like the pilot does, right? Goes around and does the pre-flight checkup. You kind of want to do that too, because just because things are going well doesn't mean they're going to stay doing that way. And yeah, you want to be prepared. So, you know, again, that's why we've created that blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where we can go through that income plan, figure out that written income plan, what plan you're on right now. How's that going to come through? Do you have investments that are going to put off that income? And is it safely or is it a lot of risk? What are the tax things that you should be doing, not just for this year, but permanently, to make sure you pay the lowest taxes over your lifetime? What healthcare issues should you be looking at? And legacy, who gets your money? And once you have that written down, we can say, okay, here's the plan you have, the path you have, and what things should we be changing? What should we be correcting? And it's pretty easy to see then. And then it's up to you if you want to take action. Again, right now we're not charging a fee, so you're going to get all this great info, stuff you need to know at no cost if you give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm where they will put you first, and their focus is on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. So we've come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story. It's a great lesson. We can listen to an example of someone who had something good work out for the best. So what do you have for us, Eric?
Well, it's anytime you buy a stock or invest in anything, I shouldn't say stock, anytime you're investing in anything, there should be some critical questions you ask. Why this? That's always a good one. And when am I going to sell this under good and bad circumstances? And what I find is a lot of times people say, oh, I heard the stock's great, I'm going to buy this. And then they have no plan for it. And so I've got some clients that just thought Tesla sounded cool when it first went public and bought it way back when. They've made an insane amount of money on it. But we had some stop losses. I kept telling them, we need to have it protected as it goes up. And so a stop loss is something where you say if it hits a certain number, it'll trigger sale of so many shares. And so they were kind of annoyed with me because we sold some in January when it started dropping a little bit there. And then, of course, it dropped by 50% by March. And then it went insane. No reason for it to go where it went. So, you know, went up 1,000% returns or something, you know, just crazy numbers. It just kept going up and up, up this year. And so we sold a little bit there. And then, of course, tanked back down again a bunch. And, you know, so we took a lot of profits. And so, we, you know, if you look at it over time, we've averaged really good sales prices on a lot of those stocks. And this was a stock that they were just holding and holding and holding, didn't know what to do. But, you know, she's just about to retire. And now a lot of that cash is there, protected. They still have some invested. We didn't sell all of it and stuff. But, you know, we've made some really good money off of it at the higher points and protected it. And that's because we had a plan. Typically, the plan is selling it way after way, it, you know, things have gone bad after they'd been good, right? And so that's the part we have to watch out for, is making sure that we have a plan ahead of time. Right. And so, you know, and so, yeah, again, that's why we have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's why we've created that, really just to, you know, first and foremost, you know, how am I going to do? Do I have enough money to retire? When can I retire? Is it going to last me for the rest of my life? So we go through all that, look at that income plan that you have, even if you don't know what it is, you've got a plan. So that's what we want to do for you. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.